this time I'm recording this message from the Mawasi area, which is hundreds of thousands of people are fleeing to, imagining that it will be safe for them. People are looking for their safety and their family's safety, regardless the situation that they will be in. So you can see thousands of people are building tents made of wood and plastic just to cover them. It doesn't give any kind of protection, but it gave them a sense of safety. You can see that hundreds of thousands of people from Khan Yunis had fled to Rafah and the Mawasi area, and Rafah especially, and became from an empty land to very, very crowded area. People are trying to find any place to stay in. And the challenge is to cover your head from the harsh weather that is coming. The winter is about to arrive, and the weather is gonna be worse and worse. And I don't think people have the ability to think about this situation, but they're trying. People are trying just to get that sense of safety, the feeling of safety that they are trying to get. Unfortunately, as an RC, we cannot do much here. The situation is unpredictable. The bombardment didn't stop in Khan Yunis and Rafah, but more mainly in Khan Yunis. I'm trying to evacuate my family also from Khan Yunis to Rafah, trying to find a place for them. And it seems that this is impossible, so I'll do as usual what people are doing here. I'm gonna build them a tent today. So also, at least I might get this feeling of safety for my family. It's really difficult to find anything in the markets now because the amount of people who came to Rafah, everything is rare, everything almost impossible to find. So now we will live on whatever we find. It's a really weird situation, and we are paying a really high price for this 7 days of humanitarian boats that they give us. Like, we were breathing these 7 days, and then they cut our breath suddenly because the bombardment was more intense, especially in the south. We have this feeling that we are abandoned. No one really cares anymore. I feel that people before this humanitarian boats was, people were really caring about what's going on here, and unfortunately we lost all of that kind of support, which is our only hope actually. And we lost our faith in world leaders and international community, but the only hope for us is the human being, the people themselves, is our only hope. And